The results are in from London's first mayoral election, and the winner is former Labour parliamentarian Ken Livingstone. The left-wing maverick, critical of Britain's monarchy and international financiers, ran as an independent candidate. Livingstone faced three rivals, one from the Labour Party, one from the opposition Conservatives, and another from the centrist Liberal Democrats. Warren Hogue, London correspondent for the New York Times, has been following the race, and he joins me now.
Good morning.
Tell us something about the winning candidate. This is a man who has sometimes been called Red Ken.
This was the first election of this kind in Britain, and it was an election in which personality mattered more than ideology. And that's why he won, because he had a personality that married with Londoners' a sense of who they are. And the statement they wanted to make in electing him was that they found their national government, which they otherwise approve of and support in large numbers, the government of Prime Minister Tony Blair, a little too smug, a little too arrogant, and they found in Ken Livingstone a cheeky, eccentric kind of candidate who they thought would send that message to number 10 Downing Street.
And thus the nickname Red Ken.
Red Ken comes from the time where Ken Livingstone ran the last local government here, which was a government that Margaret Thatcher abolished in 1986. Ken Livingstone led a group that was called the Loony Left, and they did all kinds of demonstrative politics, putting up red flags and banners and things all over the county building, which is a big building right across from Parliament on the Thames. And for that reason, he got the name back then of Red Ken.
Livingstone was formerly a Labour Party parliamentarian, as you say. How did it happen that he ran as an independent?
He was a Labour Party parliamentarian until just about a month or two ago, when he was expelled from the party by the national government, or by the party headquarters, because he insisted on running as an independent. He was unable to get the Labour nomination. Now, he probably should have gotten that nomination, but the national government, who finds him their nemesis, did everything they could to keep him from getting that nomination. So he came back and stood as an independent. The official Labour candidate, who was the health secretary named Frank Dobson, ran third, a really embarrassing and distant place for a Labour candidate to end up in London, which is a Labour city.
Well, how much of a blow is that then to Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair, for instance? He went all out to stop Livingstone's election.
He absolutely did, and that question is the right one to ask. It's impossible to say today. It probably is not as much of a blow as it would appear to be, given the circumstances which we've just gone through of how Ken Livingstone became the one who became the mayor, because there is a great disconnect here between local elections and between national elections. The polls still show that if there were a national election held today, that Tony Blair would win with 20% more of the votes than William Hague, who is the Conservative Party leader. That would give him an even larger majority in Parliament than he has now, which is already gigantic.
Thanks very much. Warren Hogue is London correspondent for the New York Times.